If there's one thing that we all know about me, it's that I'm constantly fixating on my health.
We know, baby. We know.
It's like I'm always trying a new thing. I'm trying a new diet, a new workout, a new gadget. Just trying to find out what really works and what's fact versus fiction.
Yeah, and I'm constantly researching, usually for Taryn to look up some new illness or ailment and try to calm her down. But also, since being in my 30s, I'm really focused on getting my health in tip-top shape, realizing how I eat and how I move is going to affect me, not just right now, but 10, 20 years down the road. And with us wanting to have a baby this year, health is just more important than ever to us. So all of this research has finally led to something good. Let us introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter health choices every week.
And you don't have to take our word for it. Avid podcast fan Stephanie left an Apple review that says, "The Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast is a life-changing, science-based, myth-busting podcast that's a must-listen for anyone who eats food and wants to understand how it affects their body."
If you're ready to join millions of others like Stephanie transforming their health, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Staying Up with Cami and Taryn. I'm Cami.
And I'm Taryn. And every night me and Cami get to have a sleepover because we're married and we love each other and we like to sleep next to each other. But every week we invite you to join us.
So thanks for staying up.
I was like, something feels off.
What were you immediately coming in hot with? She's like,
No, I was just thinking like how I started reading that book that you got. And in it, they talked about like how they generally sleep at night. Mm-hmm. And it was like the quintessential butt to butt. And I was just thinking like something about that's so cute. Like, of course, there's couples who are like constantly cuddled on top of each other. But something about being butt to butt is so much cuter to me.
I love being butt to butt with you.
But it's like,
I can't cuddle like to sleep.
You can't. And I, it does, it did for a while make me sad. You have cobwebs on your arm from.
You can't be telling me that.
I know, I'm sorry. I'm well, so I didn't want to not tell you. Just give it a little.
Wait, that was hilarious what I just said.
What?
You said you have cobwebs on your arm. I said, you can't be telling me that. I'm so anxious then. It was like, it was like me being like, if that's true, I'm so anxious then. Instead of like, I'm so anxious now.
Yeah, I'm so anxious then.
Then I'm anxious, I guess.
If there's cobwebs on me, then I'm anxious.
I'm anxious.
But yeah, I don't know.
I love a butt to butt.
I think it's just cute to think about how people cuddle. How do y'all cuddle? Let us know.
Honey, you look gorge.
You said that before we started recording and I literally blush.
You really look gorgeous.
That's very nice.
Are you doing something different with like your, you always look gorgeous. Let me say that.
Thanks.
But I'm just saying.
I got nervous.
No, you always look gorgeous, but I'm something looks different right now. It's a different sort of your gorgeousness.
I think I have figured out my bangs a little bit better.
That might be it.
Like I feel like the first couple of days I had them, I had it figured out and then I forgot or I like did too much and I kept getting like a big, like a barrel bang.
Yeah.
And I was just, And I hated that.
I'm connecting. I wasn't agreeing.
You're like, yeah, I did look like
herd. I'll try herd chef.
Herd chef. I don't know. So I kind of feel like I figured that out. And every couple months I like have a whole different makeup routine.
I also feel like you're doing your hair a little crimpier.
Just the past couple of days, I got this new product. I was working with Maine. I did a brand deal on Instagram with Maine. And they have this cool thing. It's like, first of all, they call it the Power Base Bottom. And all of their language in the brief is so funny. It's like,
are they gay?
Who doesn't love a verse bottom? No, they're not. But I like leaned into it.
They're just very queer friendly?
Yeah, they're allies. And it's Jen Atkins brand.
Fun.
And I like.
Isn't Jen Atkins like the bi girl?
No.
What?
No, she's the one who cut my hair. She's a celebrity hairstylist.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yeah, I know who you're thinking of. Jen. What is her last name?
I know.
Oh my God, that's
the one that wrote the book.
Yes, we have it.
And she sent us the book.
Yeah. She's on my podcast.
Tell me the B.
What is her last name?
It doesn't matter.
That's going to drive me nuts. Anyways, she's great. You should follow her if we could freaking remember her last name.
Just go on Instagram and look up Jen. You'll find her.
Yeah, you will. Just look at my following. I follow her. But I like heavy leaned into the top, bottom, all of that in my content. And they haven't approved it yet. And I'm so nervous. They're going to be like, wait. But I'm going to be like, you don't get to use it in your language. And then I don't get to use it.
100%.
I just don't know if they want like. I don't know what other people are going to be doing, but I don't know if they like want the social content to lean that way or not.
I mean, but yours can. Like,
yeah, if anyone can do it, I can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You follow your heart.
Thank you.
Fill your butt.
Oh my God. I actually did this. I had to re-record it for the actual clip. Mm-hmm. So spoiler, if you see it, just pretend it was the first part. But I actually accidentally said it. I'm changing out. There's
what are you doing with your hands?
There's attachments. So it's like, it's a power bottom and then you change all the tops out.
Okay.
And that's what I called it. Instead of calling them attachments, I was like, there's different tops. Oh. And then I was like, oh, and I was like, oh my God, there are.
That's funny.
Yeah. I was like, this is genius marketing.
Also, the last time that we spoke candidly on this podcast about Drake's wiener, I hadn't seen it. Right?
I can't talk about it again.
I've since seen it.
And then we talked about it again and I like feel physically ill.
Well, today at work.
You guys were talking about?
Sorry, this is such a jump. But today at work, people.
Do you have HR?
No. Like, there's like 10 people that work there.
That's horrifying.
We were not talking about his wiener, but we were talking about who we think is like an overrated artist or athlete.
And it was Drake.
And one girl said Drake, and she was talking about how Drake just this, that. And it took everything in me to not be like, but did you guys see this big weenie? Which, like,
the thing is, you would have said it like that.
I would have said it like that.
Yeah.
And then I would have gone, it was like this, and done something with my arm. But it's so crazy.
Horrific.
Watching yourself behave when your head is not behaving.
Yeah.
Is how I felt. I was like,
keep it together.
If I was me in this scenario, if I was full me.
You are you.
No, but it's a different version of me. When you're at work, you're not you. It's like
buttoned up version of you.
It's work you. Mm-hmm.
You're like, if I was any other version of me right now, things would be severely different.
If I was the truest version of me, we would be talking about Drake's ween ween.
For the next hour.
For the next hour.
Yeah.
Any hoodlum. Peepees. My goodness. What a week we've had. Can we just say that we are on cloud nine? Our last episode was so fun. So fun to record. And the aftermath.
What?
Aftermath is a funny term because it seems like it would be bad always. The aftermath.
Yeah.
But it can be good. Our aftermath fucking slapped.
So good.
What did we announce last week, honey?
We announced Patreon, Discord. That's it.
That is it.
And
but
the Discord has been popping off. The Patreon's been popping off. You and I both have been posting our own stuff. We did a private episode. We've been having a little too much fun. And we get a little too relaxed on the top secret ups. I'm just going to say it.
A little too relaxed. But we love that. Okay, so our Discord now has 539 peepees in it.
And I love every single one of you.
And I love
everything in my heart.
Every single one of you, except the guy we had to ban who was trying to call you every 2 seconds, which was so crazy. Maybe he was selling us something that we needed.
What's the thing? What's it like, car insurance or whatever?
Probably.
Financing?
I don't know.
Whatever.
But there was that. The Discord has been so fun. That's just a group chat and it's link in bio, link in everything. If you want to join us, please do.
I'm still finding my groove in it.
We're still.
I get a little overwhelmed. No, you found your groove.
I'm a Discord girl.
You are a Discord. I'm Michael Barbaro.
I'm Michael Barbaro and I love Discord.
I wonder if like 3 people know what we're talking about. No, you are so good on it. Because you have your little, like, not that you guys can see, but over here is Taryn's office. And you have, like, your little computer set up, multi-screens. Yeah. You have it, like, up all the time. I turn the notifications off because I was, like, overwhelmed.
Yep.
And then when I go in, I'm like, I don't know where to start. What chat should I jump in? So I'm more so, like, going in the general and the top PP room to check in. And then if I have something specific to say, like, about movie, music, whatever, then I'm treating it like I am a participant in the Discord and not running it. And I would like to get a little more active.
Get in there. Yeah. Your mother. I gave you that title. I give you a role. Not me Discord.
Are you mother too or are you papa?
We're mothers.
Oh, that feels
so wrong. I know I came out as Papa a couple episodes ago, but it's not working for
my
me
my sexuality
anymore.
Is Papa. Well, that sucks because we already agreed that our future kids,
we did not
agree. Mom and your Papa.
No, because my dad is Papa.
You begged for Papa.
My dad is Papa.
That is such a struggle to figure out what we're going to be called.
Yeah.
Can we not just be Mom and Mom? Is that allowed?
I'll be Mumsy.
Mumsies. They're like, hey, Mom and Mumsies.
Wait. I'll be Maz. Like Taz? Tezza?
Maz. That's cute. like Mom and Maz.
Basically, I'm obsessed with how Australians nickname people with like Tezza, Kaz.
Which I did ask an Australian friend, and turns out I'm just Cammy, and that's horrific.
And I'm Tezza.
Oh, yeah,
no, so I'm Tazza. Or Tazza? I don't remember. But how cute if we're Mom and Maz.
Yeah.
Mezza? Mezzanine? Also, though, so Discord
still
slaps.
Have a cobweb on you.
Stop it. Discord slaps. The Patreon has been so fun. So what we announce on Patreon, we just post some like extra stuff. And if you are a patron to us there, you're called the Top PP, and we have a special channel on Discord.
You want to be on top?
We have a special channel called The Bedroom that only the Top PPs are allowed in. And then we just do a little extra chatting in there and extra little peeks. But
We're peeping.
However,
reclaiming peeping.
Our favorite
after a fight live on the show.
Our favorite thing that we've ever done. Whoa. One thing that I love that we've done is that our patron only episodes, like our episodes were just I'm feeling crazy.
I had a giggle fit stuck in me. I tried to find it.
Our Top PP only
episodes.
If you
zoom in on what just happened, you just see, I feel like there's a SpongeBob episode or something where their eyes just well up. I was fighting my giggle fit and my eyes just started watering. Oh my God.
You're leaking.
I know.
Because I'm like Drake's pee-pee.
Stop it. Ew. Too far.
Ew. Okay.
Okay. Sorry.
All I'm trying to say is that our patron-only episodes are called Top Secret episodes because they're the top pee-pees, and we thought top. That's a funny top secret.
It is.
And I really like that. Which leads us to our pee-pee of the weeky, which is back. Are you ready?
We're bringing it back because our Discord people have begged us to. They voted. No one voted no.
And so
everyone voted yes.
Pee-pee of the week. Yeah. You hit a sour note.
Whoa.
I heard it.
I did it. We sing it different is a thing.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
No, you go.
Our pee-pee of the week.
No, sing it on your own.
Pee-pee. Whoa.
Talk about a sour note. Fuck.
Okay. Our pee-pee of the week.
No, I want you to sing
Jesus
it.
Jesus Christ. Sing it. Acapella?
Yes. The other morning we were in the kitchen and I forget what song was on, but it was like a belting song and we both had to sing it acapella and it was so scary.
Nothing more embarrassing.
Pee pee.
Without you, I'm nothing.
So I'm the star. Okay, continue.
Our pee pee of the weeky is Kara. Kara, you sent us a message in the bedroom channel that was
so sweet.
So sweet. We both talked about it. Obviously on Discord we reacted and we're like, that's so cute. But then we talked about it in our personal home, our real life home.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to share the message that you sent us, you know, but for others, that I just thought was really cool as someone who worked at Patreon and whatever. Okay. Kara said, I was glad to see you two launch a Patreon because I wanted to financially support the content that you make. As a former content creator, I know it can be stressful worrying about providing enough value to the people who are paying each month, and while I do of course appreciate the bonus episodes and private Discord channel, I just want you to know that there are some of us who just feel an immense sense of gratitude for the episodes that you put out and would financially support even if there were no additional perks. My subscription is a vote that says want content like this to continue to exist in the world, and I appreciate you showing up every week and sharing. I don't take it for granted. I live in a deep red state and don't have IRL queer friends, so podcasts like yours keep me company in my day-to-day life and make me feel less alone. Thank you for that.
That was just so sweet and resonated.
So kind.
It made me feel a lot better about creating the Patreon, too.
Yeah.
That was just so nice. Thanks, Kara.
I love you. Yeah, you're the best, Kara. You say Carol?
Kara.
Okay.
Thanks, Carol.
Thanks, Carol. We are so happy to bring PP of the Weeky back for you.
Yeah. It is so loudly raining outside. It's like borderline distracting. I don't know what's going on. LA has turned into a wet tundra.
Yeah.
But last night, Taryn and I were over it. Mm-hmm. So we went and got massages.
We did.
When I went in, he was like, what brings you in tonight? And I hate when they ask that. Do you ever know what to say when they ask that?
Yeah, I say the same thing every single time.
What do you say?
I say, oh, I just carry all my body in my... I carry all my stress in my body, and I've just been feeling like super tight.
Oh,
what do you say?
Different. I'm always caught off guard. I'm like,
you're like, well, fate apparently.
I literally was like, just a little relaxation on a rainy day.
You said it like that with your hand like that too. Just a little relaxation on a rainy day.
No, but I was like, and I was like, and then he's like, great. Any areas, whatever. And I was like, yeah, every masseuse ever has said my shoulders are fucked.
Wait, he goes, any areas? And you go, just a little relaxation on a rainy day.
I never knew what to do. Yeah. Also, my masseuse was like young and adorable. And mm-hmm. I was like, I don't want, you're not allowed to touch me.
I get that.
But why? I'm like, why do I want it to be like an either a mother, like nurturing a motherly energy. Nurturing or like old man, you know?
You're just wanting both people to be old in this scenario, which I understand. I think so. I've gotten so many massages in my life. My mom is a massage queen and has
a fiend
built it into my childhood and whatever, which is great because I love them and that's lovely. However, this massage for the first time, my brain was turning.
You went in so anxious. That's why we were getting them. Yeah.
But babe, we get in there. He's so sweet.
Yeah. Age, body type. Tell me everything.
Kind of like maybe like 6'3", strong black big man.
Oh, see, that's who I want giving me a massage. Like I want them to be very large. I don't know why.
Age, I would say maybe 36.
Oh, maybe that's too young.
Young.
That's okay. Too young. I don't like that. Oh, I saw him. He was adorable too.
He was adorable.
Too cute.
I know.
All the masseuses, too cute.
When he walked by, I thought, I hope it's not you.
You should have seen mine, though. It was worse.
He cuter?
Was so cute.
Like handsome?
Or like cute? Beautiful.
Okay.
His bad. Smile, too, was like so distracting. I was like, we're in love.
my guy had an accent that was like.
Oh, I like that.
Not. It kind of sounded like maybe Jamaican or something.
Oh, I don't know why I was thinking just an American accent.
No.
Like an area in America. Like I was thinking Boston in my head.
No. Okay. It was giving like Jamaican accent. So I really felt like I was like on vacation with this man.
Yeah.
He's on a dick hands, babe. He put his hands on me. They were fucking huge. It felt like he had a mitt on.
See, I prefer women masseuses because I like gentle massages. I think that would have been too intense.
I already have big hands. If you're watching on video, I got
Did you guys compare?
No, but you know when they rub your hand out? I swear to God.
It was like 10 times the size of your hand.
It was like his what's this?
Palm.
His bottom of his palm was like touching here while his fingers were touching my fingertips. I felt like I was blacking out. I was like,
you're like, that doesn't, anatomy's not adding up.
You're an alien.
Is that a positive or a negative for you? Because some people want huge hands, huge person, like really rubbed out.
I really loved it on my back. I loved it everywhere because like I felt like when he was grabbing my hand, it was like my whole forearm.
I love the hand massage part.
But I was so distracted.
My guy was smaller than me.
Okay. That's all right.
Sure.
You okay?
Yeah. Well, for me it was a pro. It's like you either have to be like a large person, an old person. Like, I just need specific character.
It can't just be like
a little cute man was not what I wanted.
I see. But then I spent the whole massage thinking, where has this man's hands been? I know. Because I was so fixated on how big his hands were. And then I was like, wait, he could have been at a farmer's market earlier today, touching peaches.
That's cute.
He could have been at a strip club last night throwing dollars.
Yeah, but he's washed his hands.
I know, but it was still the fact that this man's hands are going up and down my legs, up and down my back. He's rubbing my neck.
I was thinking during it, like, I'm surprised that they don't wear gloves for their sake. When he was rubbing my feet, I was like, I'm sorry.
I know. Did they do the thing with the wet towel?
I love that.
I love that too.
I love that.
That's precautions for them to like
not have make to touch sure they're your clean. I mean, I make sure I clean my feet right before I go. I like shave my legs right before we walk out the door.
Yeah.
But thank God my boyfriend would have been so uncomfortable.
I just was like, and he kept addressing me by name.
Mine didn't talk to me at all other than skip down, roll over.
Whoa. You guys are dating. Other than scoot down, roll over, bitch.
But I love not talking during massage. I'm like,
oh, same. I just need
mind your business.
He kept checking in about pressure.
Yeah, mine didn't once.
Everything I'm saying. But he kept going, Miss Taryn, how do you feel? Miss Taryn, is this?
That's adorable.
Taryn. And I was
wait, I think I love your man.
I think I love him too. His name's Kevin.
I'm going to go to him.
Kevin. I love a Kevin.
We love a Kevin.
Anyway, I just felt the whole time like it's so bizarre that when we feel stressed, some of us go, I want a stranger to rub me up and down and touch my legs.
It's a little weird.
It's insane.
It makes me never want a massage yet.
It's bizarre.
It took me years to relax during massage. Like my first probably, I didn't get massage until much later in life, but probably the first 30 minutes of a 50 minute massage, I was like clenching my butthole.
100%.
So tight. No matter who it was, even if it was like my ideal like little old lady rubbing my body.
Yeah.
Clenching my butt.
What? Remember how I said that at the dentist I found myself clenching my hands?
Yes.
Last night after I flipped over on the massage table, he was like rubbing something and I felt my hands were like this.
Oh my God.
Laid up. I was laid on my back. My hands were like this.
It's like I feel like I lose all control over my body. I'm so scared when they're, you know, when they rub your arm and, oh, Frankie's dreaming big. Yeah. You know when they rub your arm and you kind of get like a reflex? I'm always afraid I'm going to like grab their arm.
Aw.
And I'm like,
and you're like, sorry, baby.
I'm like, sorry, boy.
Does he rub the inside of your legs? Did he this time?
No, he didn't. He focused so much on, I feel bruised all over my thighs. Like the outside of my thigh, I was about to cry. And why don't I just say like, hey, I don't enjoy that.
Sir.
Like, yeah. I can't say it. On my shoulders, I'm like, I don't care if it hurts so bad. I'm going to suck it up because I know it needs it.
I'll be better for this.
My leg, I'm like, I don't know that that's doing anything positive. You know?
I get that. It is a level of like, I will just wait this out.
Yeah. I was like counting the one side. There was five up downs. And I was like, one, two. And then the left, he did six.
You should absolutely tell them.
I won't ever tell them. I know I won't.
But you should.
Because how to, like, say what?
My thing is, like, not, sorry, I'm so burpy. My thing is, like, not when it hurts.
Yeah.
But what do you do when it's almost uncomfortable as far as where their hands are?
Oh, like, you don't want the inner thigh. You should write that on your notes, like, areas to avoid, inner thigh.
I like it. It's just sometimes it's a little
too much.
It's grazing. Not great, like not, it's you're not like, actually touching anything, but I'm like, if I coughed and I moved a little or I had a weird reaction, like we'd be in a pickle.
Have you ever let out a toot?
No, I actually thought about that last night. I'm
shocked
too.
You have. I think about it every time.
Yeah.
Like sometimes they'll like kind of spread your butt cheek and I'm like, what if?
Yeah.
I ran through a whole scenario. I was like, I'd have to leave. I'd be like, massage is over. See yourself out.
Sir, get out.
Go.
I need you to turn around and go. Don't look at me.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've never farted at getting a massage. I have farted at like anywhere physical therapy and everywhere else. But also physical therapy.
Yeah, that.
Have you ever heard a lady fart at yoga?
Yeah.
That always gets me.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course.
Anyway, that was our massage evening and it was lovely.
It was so lovely.
The weather's finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to summer dresses and skirts. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul, without spending a fortune, of course. Luckily, I found Kints, and I've been loving the cotton cashmere rib sleeveless midi dress and the 100% washable silk skirt for a while now. I get endless compliments on it, and it's been really easy to dress up and dress down. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. And the best part of all is Kints items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. As well as this, Kints only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which you know I love and care about. Get warm weather ready with Kints. Go to kints.com/stayingup for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's QUINCE.com/stayingup to get free shipping and 365-day returns. kints.com/stayingup.
Hi, y'all. I'm Kinsey, and I'm the host of House Guest Podcast. I am a Gen Z wannabe Martha Stewart meets Dolly Parton trying to live in a Nancy Meyers movie. We talk all about life, relationships, and navigating your 20s. I'd like to say I'm multifaceted. I'm either waking up at 4 a.m. in the sauna, tending to my garden, or closing at the bars until 2 a.m. You just never know what you're going to get. It's either me at home in my house in Texas that I spend way too much time in, or in the studio with some pretty cool guest. You can follow us at The Houseguest Pod and listen or watch all new episodes every Thursday wherever you get your podcast or on YouTube.
Hi.
Hey.
And hello.
I'm Ryan Christina.
And I'm Paloma.
Along with our co-host Sierra Schulte, who is on maternity leave, we are 20 Whatever, a podcast about navigating our 20s with friends through different phases of life.
Join us every Wednesday morning, 6 a.m. PST, for comfy chats on the couch where we hope you leave feeling seen, heard, and held.
You can watch on YouTube or listen wherever you get podcasts.
Make sure to tune in on Wednesdays for all new 20 Whatever episodes. Thanks for listening.
Talk to me. I saw a TikTok about getting stuck in your hot era, and it made so many things click for me.
I know I won't relate to whatever you're about to say, but I do want to hear about it.
I think you will. Okay. It basically, I think the best way to explain this is with trends, where people don't want to try new trends, especially if they've already tried it and they're like, that didn't look good on me. Like, there's so many things coming back. Let's say low-rise jeans. And everyone's like, no, tried it.
Fuck whoever did that.
No, it doesn't look right. Or skinny jeans, whatever it may be. Okay. Been there, done that. Once you get to a certain age, you've lived enough lives to know when you look your hottest. Okay. And once you achieve that, you stay there. Once you like have tried eight hairstyles and the eighth one is like, no, it's probably the sixth one. And then you do two more and then you're like, what the fuck am I doing? You go back to your sixth one. You stay there. Okay. I was watching a TikTok saying like that's what ages people and dates them because they like are clearly stuck in a specific time.
Oh.
But they're stuck there because that's their hottest. They discover their hottest version of themselves.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't feel I've discovered her yet.
Like, I'm searching.
Do you feel like you're your hottest right now?
No, not right now.
When are you your hottest?
I don't know because I also think I have body dysmorphia, so it gets very confusing. Mm. And when I see pictures of myself, I'm like, that's not what I look like in that moment. Like, I'm convinced that, like, that picture's not a good representation. Yeah. But also, I'm like, that I posted the picture, so I thought it was hot.
Yeah, I see that.
You know what I mean? So I'm like, that's the best moment of that. Hmm. Like, I know the bangs are not my hottest, but I knew I needed to try it. I hadn't for a while.
Okay. I don't think that, but I hear you.
It's on my baseline. It's on my hot baseline. Like, I know that I look better slightly blonde, but I had to try dark hair. It's like you kind of keep trying things out. And then once you reach your full potential, you just try to stay there for as long as you can.
Do you know, do you have a memory or like a definitive, this was not my hottest?
My problem is I kind of always think it when I look back, which is spooky.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I saw a picture of me from, I don't even know what year it was, maybe like sometime between 2014, 2016.
Okay.
And I was like, that's tough.
Okay.
I was like posting myself online for the world to see.
During those ages.
What was I thinking?
The dark ages?
Dark ages. Yeah.
I hear that.
Do you have a time that you're either like, that was so hot or that was like, what was I thinking?
Mine is so disproportionately and wrongly tied to my weight. I almost don't recognize, there's nothing to do with my hair, my outfits, my anything. It's all like what I think of my hotness is all weight related, which is really upsetting.
Yeah, that's really tough. But I also feel like we have kind of broken it down for you that you value being athletic.
Yeah.
So it's not just, I'm sure a lot of it is just you placing too much emphasis on what weight means of being pretty or not pretty and having that.
Yes.
That confusion in your head. But I also think it's more mental for you as well because you correlate when I'm very athletic and working out and feeling strong and powerful, I look smaller.
Yes.
So I think your correlation with that's also very hard.
Yeah.
But it's also confusing because there's also a correlation between you being anxious and being really skinny.
I know.
And that's a bad mental time. So you think you would relate being skinny to not liking the way you look.
There's a picture of me. Well, when we first started living together at the beginning of the pandemic, there's multiple pictures where I'm like, I look good. but I was so fucking skinny. Then I look back at pictures. It's so crazy. There's a specific picture of me on my street, on Haight Street in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Where my outfit is atrocious. I look insane. But my legs were so toned that when I think of like the best pictures of me, I think of that picture. But then now when I go to look at that picture, I was...
You're like, I'm too skinny.
So unhealthy.
Yeah.
Like, I was not in a good space. Yeah. So anyway, I have a really hard time correlating styles I like on myself or haircuts or makeup or whatever.
Yeah.
In saying that I like that on myself, because all I see is like how my face looks compared, like as a relation to my weight.
Yeah.
So I'm not stuck in any hot girl era. I don't think I've ever had one.
I feel like it's really tough. Hi, I love you.
I love you too.
It's really hard feeling in yourself that you look better a specific size, because I personally don't ever think that when I see other people. So I don't know, it's such a hard thing, and it's hard for me to grasp like what part of this is just societal pressure that like skinnier equals prettier that we have placed on ourselves, and why is it so much easier to dismantle that idea when I look at other people as beautiful.
Yeah,
like some of the hottest people that I see online or celebrities are not the skinniest people. But then with myself, I deeply attribute being skinnier, fitter to me being prettier.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating.
It's so frustrating. We are so much easier on ourselves, or we're so much easier on other people than we are ourselves. It's
not even easier. I'm not like giving leniency or being like easy. I'm like, your body looks hot.
That's what I'm saying. You're
like, I find them attractive. I don't typically find like very, very skinny celebrities very attractive. I'm like, whoa, you look very skinny. Like, yeah. I don't typically find that like the prettiest.
Yeah.
But then I feel like I would with myself. My favorite commercial from the Super Bowl was a Dove commercial. And it's like a bunch of little girls doing different sports, or like doing gymnastics, soccer, whatever it may be. And it's really cute. And they're all like kind of failing at it.
Cute.
And it's just like showing the struggle of it. But then the whole message of the ad was that I'm probably butchering the specific numbers, but by the age of 12, this massive percentage of girls quit their sport.
So sad.
Not because it's hard, but because of their body image. And that just stuck with me so much, because it's like 12 is a lot of times when little girls start going through puberty. And a lot of athletic gear is like revealing or tight. You know what I mean?
And your body changes, and you just kind of probably feel... I remember that. I remember getting boobs when I was...
Yeah, how old were you when you started getting...
I started getting them in high school, but like
late.
End of high school. Like, I did not have big boobs until... college, really. Like,
oh my gosh,
I like grew. I didn't know that. Much later.
Yeah,
but in high school I remember being like, this thing that I wore all the time suddenly fits weirder. And I feel self-conscious. Even though it was like, I was still the same size, it was just a different part of me was changed. It was so fucking weird. That's such a specific belief. A specific memory.
It's
weird.
It's just so sad, because it's like they should be able to just focus on their sport. They're like working so hard at this specific skill or task or whatever, and then you're like, wait, do I look weird here or there?
I love that commercial. I love that was the first commercial of the Super Bowl too. Women's sports are having a moment.
Massive
moment.
It's about damn time.
This week specifically was crazy. So we had Caitlin Clark passed, is now the NCAA women's basketball all-time leading scorer.
She is so cool.
She's so fucking cool.
Wait, did you see the clip of all these lame-ass frat bros? And like, I can't believe they took time out of their day, came to her game, and were saying, overrated. You didn't see this?
No.
Oh my God, yeah.
Fucking losers. And then
she ended up getting like 42 points that game. Like, it was crazy.
That is
insane. But for her to perform... I think I would just cry and joke and like mess up because I wouldn't be able to get out of my head. But it showed that she is just such an incredible athlete that she was like,
yeah.
Oh yeah, overrated, watch this. And got like
I love you playing basketball.
It was so fucking cool.
That is so cool. Did you hear, so did you watch the 3-point thing?
No,
or
I didn't.
Were you, I think you were at your dinner and stuff.
Oh,
because I watched it when you were gone.
Oh yeah, I didn't get to see.
Okay, so then different thing is at NBA All-Star weekend.
Yeah.
Steph and Sabrina did their like 3-point challenge, which was so cool that they did that. I loved that they did that. Cool stuff.
Was it the first time they ever did women versus men for that?
Yeah. I don't think a woman has ever been a part of All-Star weekend, I think.
Oh, what?
I think. I could be wrong.
It is crazy that it's 2024.
Yeah.
You wrote in your newsletter the other day that 2024 sounds like a made-up year in a Disney show when they're talking about like flying car. It's 2024 and women sports are like just getting included. So, like, is this the 50s? It feels so weird.
That part had 10 million unique viewers in the United States.
Whoa.
Which was the Saturday night part of it. 10 million unique viewers.
Yeah.
It was up 54% from last year. Whoa. Making it the most watched All-Star Saturday since 2020.
That is incredible.
Okay, did you see anything about it? Like, did you see any clips or anything?
I just saw leading up to it. I didn't get to hear anything after.
Okay, so she went first, scored like 26 points. She is drowning baskets.
Yeah.
Insane. Like, just like boom, 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 boom. Everyone's freaking out. It's amazing. Steph got like 29 points, like barely passed her.
I wish they had to do it at the same time. I feel like that would have been really exciting. Like, pop a shot.
But the most annoying part is this is like history. They're so close. It was so great, whatever. After Steph wins, I'm doing things, whatever.
He won.
I know. Yeah. I don't know why I did that. After Steph wins, the TV announcer is like, immediately takes away the moment and goes, yeah, well, no, that's not fair. She should have done it from the girls' line. She should have had to do it from the women's line. Like,
she should have had to do it from the women's
line? She shot from the men's 3-point line.
What?
They have different 3-point lines.
Wait, I thought she was, why? I thought the whole thing leading up was she was shooting from the women. Like, they were doing it how they do in their, and like the ball size is supposed to be different.
She shot with the WNBA ball.
Okay.
But she shot had to from do it. The men's line.
Wait, that's crazy.
Yeah. But he ruined
it's
the
farther,
moment.
It's
farther, no? So, yeah, it's farther. But he made the moment all about like, he completely soiled it immediately instead
Why?
Of just being
Wasn't
like.
Wasn't he saying like that it was unfair? Like she probably would have beat him?
Maybe, but still.
Yeah.
Like you don't need to make it about.
Yeah, you could just like.
All of that.
Yeah,
just
let's
celebrate
just,
what
it is
was.
What it is. It was two incredible basketball players.
Yes.
Going against each other. One of them won marginally.
Yes.
Amazing. And then in the future, they can talk about like, how do we make this? Like, I agree. Like, she should shoot from the women's because that's where it should be where they're like skilled at.
Well, she might have wanted to. I don't know how that decision was made.
Because I feel like even if it was like they're both shooting from the women's line.
Yeah.
Steph Curry probably would have missed more because that's not his, like, it's such a rhythm.
Muscle memory thing.
Yeah.
I just thought it was so frustrating because now when you watch clips of that moment
that's
that was televised.
The second.
All ends. You hear is these two men, three men arguing, being like, oh, she should have shot from here. And the guy's like, dude, just like, it is what it is. Like, that's where she shot from. She still did amazing. Like, da 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 da.
But he was saying it in a negative way.
It felt like he just immediately like shat on
the moment. That's so stupid.
And of course, even if he was trying to be like, oh, she would have won at her thing.
Yeah.
It was just like, it just felt like he very quickly was like.
You're just like dating the whole thing that just happened here.
So then that happened. We had Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
We had Sabrina versus Steph. Then in women's professional hockey, there was the biggest hockey game. The biggest turnout for any women's hockey game ever. 19,285 people live, which
what
is insane.
Brought everybody out.
Toronto versus Montreal. It was like a battle of the, I forget what they called it. It was like
Canadians.
Some sort of like battle that was like two teams that are really important.
Oh my God.
But anyway, I just thought, what a life to be living in.
Yeah.
And I told the boys, my guy friends are big hockey fans, and they didn't even know about the end of, or not NWSL, what's it called? PW. Professional women's.
Yeah.
PNHL, that's been NHL, whatever.
That's been proven to be such a problem that it's like women's sports are not accessible. There's that one's women's sports bar, the mm-hmm. sports bra.
The sports bra.
And they were saying like a big challenge of it was even making sure that there was women's sports being shown on TV.
Televised. It's yeah. insane.
It's and it's so like fucked. There it has been proven time and time again that people want to watch women's sports.
Yeah,
they're willing to watch it. Men are willing to learn about it and see it. Like, people just love sports.
Yeah,
but it looks like there's not as big of a draw because you're it's so inaccessible.
Totally.
You have to work so hard to find it. Like, I love hockey. If it was easily accessible to watch women's hockey, I'd love to watch it.
Totally.
But
yeah, I don't even know
what the league's called. Like, but that's, we shouldn't have to research. It shouldn't be so hard to be a participating viewer.
It's like, yeah. Anyway, it's frustrating, but at the same time, I want to celebrate the fact that women's sports and women's athletes, I feel like it's like such a moment right now mm-hmm. in such a good way. And I don't know. I feel like the women's sports fan community is like, let's keep this shit up. Let's watch things. Let's show yes. the numbers. Let's like, so even if it is harder to figure it out, I challenge both of us to like go figure out of out. Our way to find the streams and do yeah. the things so that like that stuff is on TV.
It's the only way to watchable. Get the changes. Right. Like, the networks are all about money. They just need to see that people are willing to watch.
Yeah.
So it's like, if we all collectively put in a little more effort, and that's with everything. Like, I could even relate that back to cruelty-free skincare and beauty. It was even a couple years ago when I started caring about it more, it was so hard to find. Mm-hmm. But once consumers and customers start demanding something, people are happy to provide if it's going to make money.
Supply demand, yeah, baby.
We just got to like make sure they're aware that there is a massive demand for it.
I just thought of a really good quote.
Lay it on me.
Be the change you wish to see.
Oh my God, I've never heard that.
I made it up.
You just came up with that?
Yep. I think we should be the change we wish to see.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Thank you. You want to hear that? What?
Nothing.
That was a win for the women. We have a loss for the women.
Oh.
Let's talk about it.
Ugh.
The Alabama Supreme Court rules that frozen embryos are children. Okay.
This is actually infuriating.
So fucking insane. Let me see if I can find the little write-up that I saw on socials that was... I took a picture of it, I think.
Yeah.
Please hold.
Speaking of which, while you're looking for that, the Center of Reproductive Rights, mm-hmm. that event we went to a while back,
yeah,
they have their benefit. It's March 12th. So I'm going to share in the show notes like a way to donate, because when we went to that event, we just learned how incredibly difficult it is to fight for reproductive rights. It's crazy. It's insanely expensive. Even to just get something on a ballot is... Mm-hmm. hundreds of thousands insane. Of dollars. It's wild. So I'm gonna put some places in the show notes of where you guys can donate, because this story alone is so infuriating and our like rights are just being stripped away from us
so
daily.
A PP Josie asked us in the Discord chat in our group chat if we would talk about this. We haven't even really talked about it together, so we'll talk it out. Here's the short of it. In a first of its kind ruling, love that. Love to hear it's first of its kind, as if that's a good thing. The Alabama Supreme Court defined frozen embryos retrieved through IVF as children entitled to the same legal rights as other unborn children. The decision allows a wrongful death lawsuit to proceed against an Alabama fertility clinic where three couples' embryos were destroyed. IVF is a procedure where doctors extract eggs from ovaries and fertilize them with the sperm outside of the body, forming embryos. Multiple embryos are usually created to ensure that there's more to implant if one does not take. The three couples' frozen embryos were destroyed when a wandering hospital patient dropped the specimens. A lower court dismissed the lawsuit, but the state's Supreme Court overruled that decision on Friday, stating that the couple can sue under Alabama's Wrongful Death of a Minor Act because the embryos are considered children even before being implanted in the womb. Yeah, I'm going to stop there. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's so concerning. Like, if you look, these cases get so convoluted because if you look at it, you're like, okay, this couple has spent so much money, worked so hard to make embryos. You'd be devastated if your embryos got ruined.
100%.
Of course. But you have to look at the repercussions on the other end if this is the precedent where we start. So then what happens when, let's say you and I do IVF.
Yeah.
And obviously this is in Alabama, not in California, but hypothetically. And we get 5 embryos. Mm-hmm. And 2 of those are incredibly healthy. 3 have signs of things not being healthy. We would not be using those embryos. We mm-hmm. would terminate those embryos. Now, is that going to become illegal for us to do? Mm-hmm. Like, these laws, you insane. Cannot look at. And when things get passed and rolled in certain ways, you can't just look at it at face value of like, yeah, this couple should get compensation. I think the hospital should help them out and give them like free IVF and make sure that they have the embryos that they needed. But to call it like a wrongful death lawsuit is so intense.
There's got to be some like malpractice lawsuit or totally. Something where it's like, okay, you dropped my embryos.
Yeah, why aren't they in a case that if you dropped them that nothing would happen?
Yeah, because of this was so expensive. It cost so much turmoil on my body.
You should not be bringing in reproductive rights and if it's a baby or not into this conversation.
To say that they're like a sentient being.
It's or far too far.
It's far too far. So then I saw 2 comments that I thought were interesting. Someone said, what's next? Are they going to arrest men for masturbating because 400 million sperm will die? And the top 2 comments are people going, nope, that's because it will affect men only. And this is all about controlling women.
Yeah.
Which is true. Then I saw another comment that said, then according to their definitions, any boy born from those embryos is automatically transgender. All human embryos are female. Gene activation introduced during gestation week, which is week 7 or 8, turns some male. They won't admit that, though. Science means nothing to them. So every embryo is female.
Mm-hmm.
And then
until a certain point.
So at the time of death of those embryos,
they're all females.
They're all female.
We should tell them, maybe they won't care.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah. It's just really frustrating. I just feel like we are getting very lost in the sauce when it comes to protecting people, making sure everyone's safe, everyone's rights are covered, and just taking things too far.
It's like, why is this what we are spending our energy on?
Mm-hmm.
Our court time, whatever. Like, just how are some of the smarter people in the world or the people in the most power thinking about how embryos?
Because they use it as stepping stones.
It's fucking insane.
They see this case that it's easy to get sympathy for the couple who lost their embryos. Of course, we can all recognize that that is horrible.
Yes.
And that they deserve something.
Yes.
So they latch onto that because then with their language that they put on this ruling, it will then affect other cases that has nothing to do with this and then could flip it on the couple of creating the embryos.
Insane.
It just shocks me. I'm like, everything is this big like manipulation and control tactics to get to like farther degrees of control, and it is infuriating.
Okay, that's that. Sleepover energy tanked on that, but it was important to speak about.
I think that's part of sleepovers.
Yeah, sometimes you get know? There.
Sometimes a good like,
I just don't want to be angry. I'm feeling angry now.
I'm feeling very angry.
So I'm going to switch the subject. I have many things that we could talk about, but I have 2 that I would like to touch on.
Okay.
And I don't know what you would like to touch on of your list.
Well, go ahead.
1, MeUndies.
Yeah, I saw this on the notes list and I'm so curious what you're about to say.
What a brand name. That's all. I was just thinking,
huh?
MeUndies. Are those MeUndies?
Undies.
MeUndies.
Wait, or, I never thought about
it. I'm like, what?
Where does that name come from?
And we're all just saying it?
I've never thought about it.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I've never put like a second thought into the name.
Like, what's your favorite underwear brand? MeUndies. It's like giving pirate.
Yeah. Did you look into like?
Nope. I just wanted to share that with you.
I'm very curious.
MeUndies.
Never thought about it. I love that that is what you had on your list that you really want to discuss.
Yeah.
The other thing on the list that I would really like to get to is Driveway Dolls.
Big same.
Formerly known as Driveway Dykes, which I'm so bummed they didn't keep that title, but I get making it a little user-friendly.
whatever. We went to a screening of a movie called Drive Away Dolls. It was awesome.
It was so good. We are in such, we got to see a little interview with the writers after, but they mentioned, and I was thinking throughout the movie, it is so nice to have a queer film, not just queer, lesbian film, that is just stupid.
Yes.
And for stupid sake, and just silly. And it's not this big coming out story. It's not this big tragedy. And Trisha Cook, one of the writers, I think she said it very kindly of like, there's a place for those stories and they're incredibly important. And of course, we're not shitting on like those valuable things, but it's like Hollywood will only make queer films if they're like so heartbreaking or this big thing. And it's totally. Like, it was just silly, goofy time. And I loved it. It was so campy. It was so funny.
And the people that made the movie made this movie
in the 90s.
In the 90s.
Yeah.
And like, that's how long it has taken something like this to get off the ground. And yeah. Most people probably haven't even heard of it. I hadn't heard of it until like we went to that showing.
Yeah. But I think a lot of like mainstream isn't going to get this. And they're not like, I think the critics are probably not going to get it. But go see it. It is so well done. It is so funny. And it's funny to think that it was, the idea came up in the 90s when Trisha and her friend were just at a bar. And it must feel so nice to them that now, 30-ish years later, to have the cast is just star-studded. Like, Miley Cyrus is in it for 5 seconds. And it's so during, like, a psychedelic moment where you, like, barely tell who it is.
Matt Damon is in it.
Yeah. And, like, all very, like, very short. Pedro Pascal is in it.
Yeah.
For such short amounts
yeah.
of...
Yeah.
But, like, it's crazy that, like, the very, very famous people in it are in it for 5 seconds.
100%.
And then it's Margot Qualley. Is that her name? I'm going to mess up saying their names. I got to say it right. The stars of the movie.
But it's, yeah, it's a really good movie. But the thing that I think shocked both of us the most is after the movie, they did this, like, Zoom meet the people who wrote it and directed it and whatever. And it's one of the Coen brothers. And his wife, Trisha Cook. And they say, oh, yeah, they made it together, whatever, husband and wife. And then later she's like, well, yeah, me as like a lesbian woman, I've been out for 30 years or whatever.
I think she said she came out in the 80s.
Yeah. And then we Googled it.
Yeah.
And like tried to like dive in more. And they're just fully married.
Co-parents.
Co-parents.
Two kids, too, I think.
Live together, I think, like the whole thing.
Yeah, but they each have partners.
But they have partners. Other partners, and she's fully a lesbian.
Yeah. And I have, before we recorded this, I like tried to find an interview where she like explains their dynamic, if they like got married and she wasn't out yet.
Yeah.
Or if they got married as like a, we vibe together. Yeah, I'm not sexually attracted to you, but we're so good together. I want them on the podcast, and I want to get down. I need to get down to the bottom of this.
Baby wants a foursome.
I want to get down. But no, I need to know everything. It's so chic.
It was so chic. And as I was piecing it together live, I thought, he kind of looks sad. I wonder if he feels sad that she didn't like him like that.
I don't know.
I want the goss.
Yeah. I want to know if they just like had a marriage and whatever, and then she came out and realized, but they were like, let's just stay together. We're so good together. We have kids. We can have separate relationships, but we're good partners. We write together. We create movies together. We're awesome together. I want to know like what came first, chicken or the egg?
A cool, funky, straight man and a cool, funky, queer lady as a couple is like, seems like the coolest couple.
It was giving Joe Jonas and
Sophie.
And Sophie Turner pre things going to shit.
Rip.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But Sophie's bi and Trisha's a lesbian, so.
Maybe they should date.
They should.
Should we get to our listener gossip?
Listener goss.
Listener goss. Listener goss.
Frankie looks so sad. No, don't jump up there. You're going to knock the wires over.
Okay. Stay. Let's do it. Listener gossip.
Listener gossip. Are you reading
us? Hey, Taryn and Cammie. Hey, Taryn and Cammie. Oh, do you want to read it?
Sure.
Yes.
Hey, Taryn and Cammie, new PP here, so I need a little bit of advice. I've been in a relationship for the past 3 years with my college girlfriend. Let's call her Allie.
Then I added we should call the girl who wrote in AJ. Allie and AJ.
We're allying you, AJ? What did you write? We're alling you. Oh, You meant calling. Okay. Yeah. Let's call her.
Ellen AJ?
Let's call her Allie. Okay, so then our PP is AJ. Not you making incest happen all the time.
Oh my God. I forgot.
Babe.
I
just whatever. It's Allie too late. AJ. Now it's saying.
It's okay. Too late, Frank.
Things were great at first, but then she cheated on me with her best friend. We got back together and I've been trying to make things work, but it's not the same. I want to make it work, but part of me doesn't trust her, and now things just feel stale and odd. I still love her and care for her, but I no longer feel like that giddy and girly feeling when I'm with her. I keep telling myself that it's normal and that all relationships have their ups and downs, but part of me doesn't believe it. My biggest problem is the fact that my girlfriend plans on proposing. Her mom accidentally mentioned it. Mm. Part of me wants to accept the proposal because I think she could be my person and we would have a nice life together. But the other part of me thinks I should just break it off and that I shouldn't keep lying to myself and keep leading her on. So I honestly don't know if I should break up with her or if I should suck it up and go with it. Thank you so much. Oof. AJ, I can't believe we're calling you that. I'm really sorry. I think that is an incredibly difficult position to be in. The fact that you're saying at the end of this, oh my God, Frank is crawling on Taryn. Frankie, push him off. He's going to fall.
He's going to fall forward.
I don't know what to do.
Push him back.
I can't. He's fully on me.
Oh God. Stay that way.
Just stay.
Oh my God. Frank has been so needy lately. Whoa, 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 whoa. Stay. Stay. Frank. He has very important things to say to AJ. The fact that the end of that email ended with, should I suck it up?
That's exactly the thought I was going to have.
Pre-proposal, suck it up,
pretend, no. Or she said something like, keep lying to myself.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I think you have the answers you need. And I'm not, Frank is losing it. I am not trying to sit here and say that a relationship could never work after cheating. I think it's incredibly hard and it takes a lot of effort and probably therapy individually and together. But you can't force yourself to get over something just because you want to.
No.
But you do need to move past and be able to trust her again if you're going to get engaged and married and have a life together. That I would tell her, I need to take some time and figure out if I can get over this, because after X amount of time, it's still lingering. And
yeah. And don't let her just like propose. Like you have been given the gift of the secretive information that can save her some deep embarrassment and can save you a really tough decision. And I think it is better handled sooner than when that is made. Yeah. Your mind is not going to change suddenly when she's down on one knee. Yeah. Like that's not going to happen. Oh, Frank.
Oh my God. Your drink's gonna fall.
I don't know what to do here, babe. He is fully on me.
Frank thinks he's 5 pounds.
This is going to make a great clip for social. I think I agree with everything Cam said. The way you're talking to us about it is not giving promising.
No.
I hope she proposes energy.
Yeah.
Also, sometimes you can fall out of love with people and the way you're talking about it is giving that.
Yeah. It might be easier to say, I just need to get over this. Oh my God, Frank. It might be way easier for you to say, like, I just need to get over this. But sorry, you guys can't see this unless you're watching on YouTube. But oh my God, Frank is killing me. I'll talk over here. I don't even know what I'm saying. He's so distracting. Hi, Frank.
Yeah.
You can't force yourself to get over this either. Like, time doesn't just make this go away. Like, this takes effort and work on both y'all's part.
Yep.
And I think you might hit a honeymoon phase if you do get engaged.
I know. That's what I'm scared of too.
Oh my God. Hold on. Frankie's in my shirt. He just opened it for the world to see. Oh my God.
Good boy. Just kidding.
Anywho. But yeah. It is very telling by the phrasing that you used in your message to us that you're not over the cheating and or going through that did make you fall out of love.
That's what I think happened.
Yeah. I think sometimes people like put it on the issue and it's like, oh, well, I just need to get over this and then we'll be back to our normal selves.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost like someone giving you the full level ick.
That's what I was just thinking. I'm like, what's the version of the ick that is like,
we're not coming back from this? Cheating.
It's it's like the end. It's not, it's, what is that? What's a word for that, honey? It's what? Not the ick, because it's not just like, ew, that grossed me out. It's like, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The it.
Yeah. It's, yeah, it's like,
you got the it.
The end it factor. Where you're just like, I can't come back from this with you. Like, I see you differently. I see us differently.
Basically, if someone's like, hey, your girlfriend's going to propose, and your first thought isn't like, wah fucking who, I'm ready to live my life, this is so exciting, it's probably not the vibe.
Yeah. You should never go into an engagement with doubt. Marriage is tough. It is constant work. You are creating life with somebody that is going to be there for everything, that you're going to do everything with. And there's a lot of like making sure we're on the same page. It needs to be somebody that you are confident in doing those things with. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't want to not trust them, even not just cheating, but like, I have to trust you so much in our day-to-day life that has nothing to do with you flirting with anybody. Mm-hmm. And everything to do with like, can I trust you to get shit done? Can I trust you to be the person that I need in that moment? Like,
the slapping noises you're hearing, if you are, sorry, hearing,
I'm calming
any,
down my big baby. This Cammy is, I need to trust brain. You to take care of the dogs. Like, I don't want this for you. I'm
not talking to you again.
Yeah, AJ.
Yeah.
I don't want you to be with Allie. I know that things will work out for you, and potentially that is with Allie later.
Yeah.
That could completely be, you go off on your own for a little, you get yourself together, and you're like, oh my God, that is my person. And you're stoked. I don't want you to have the experience of being engaged, wedding planning, getting married with that glimmer of doubt in your head. I want you, not just for yourself, but also for Allie. Like, I also want to respect Allie in this situation, that she made a mistake, and I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt and say she's never going to do it again, and she is fully fucked up and wants to be better. But she also deserves to move forward with a clean slate. Mm-hmm. If you are choosing to move forward together, like, the person getting cheated on also has to accept that if I'm choosing to stay with you, I'm choosing us, mm-hmm, and to move forward. So
my last bit of knowledge for you, my last bit of thought, is that when I was in college, I was seriously dating a guy, and I was also coming out slash not, but realizing I was gay and realizing I was queer, I guess. And in that time, I heard that he was going to propose to me. Mm-hmm. And my immediate thought was, oh no. And then a friend and I referred to those months as the dark months, because we knew what month, yeah, he was going to propose. And like, leading up to it, we called it like the dark months or something. It was this whole thing. We were like, oh fuck, it could happen. It's going to happen one of these days, whatever. And that is a bad feeling. And that is not a small thing. And marriage is massive, and it is not, that is not the normal feeling to have if you are entering into like a good, long lasting part of your relationship.
Yeah.
And I know that from experience, because I know exactly how it felt. So this is not the vibe for you. Like Cam said, could happen later, but for now, hard combos need to be had.
Yeah.
And that's what you do with people that you love and respect, because you don't want them to feel like shit either.
So. Yeah. And I'm not even saying y'all have to break up to figure this out. Like, but I think you need to talk and say, hey, we need to work on this relationship together before we can progress forward.
Yeah. Big yes.
Yeah.
I have just hit a new level of hunger that I did not know existed.
I didn't know until Frank put all his body weight on my stomach how starving I am.
That's probably what happened to me.
Yeah.
Since he was just here.
He pressed the tummy.
It's 1:30 and we haven't eaten.
Oh my Lord.
It's 1:50 and we haven't eaten.
We got to go eat, y'all.
Peepees. Top peepees.
Bottom peepees.
Bottom peepees. I don't even know who that would be. Thank you
for
listening.
The ones that watch but leave.
Yeah.
Any messages.
Yeah, they're the bottoms. Thank you so much for listening to another epi. Join us on Discord. Join us on Patreon. Leave us a review or whatever, and stuff. And tell us that you love us.
And Frankie says he loves you all and he was desperate to be here with us today.
Oh, and you might be hearing some new ads on the pod. Some of them are quite good deals.
Yeah.
I'd give them a good listen before you skip through. I'm a big proponent of skipping through ads.
Yeah.
But the ones that we've recorded recently, I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah. I'm like, you guys want these things.
I want this ad.
Yeah.
Okay. I love
you guys. Love you. Thanks for staying up. That was fun.
I'm so hungry.
Let's go eat, baby.
What do we have? Should we order? We don't have any food here.
Oh my God. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
I love you guys. Sleep so well. Pretend we're kissing you.
Good night.
Oh, Frankie liked my kiss noise.
Yeah, she kisses.
All right, bye, y'all. Love you. Bye.